Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being because we have in the studio with us Michael Shaw, and of course he works with a group called Freedom 21. Michael, thank you so very much for being with us this afternoon.
Well, Stan, it's wonderful to be here.
Okay, fine. On a beautiful day here on the North Shore of beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And of course, Michael's been very interested and involved in the whole sustainable development situation and certainly in studying what's going on as far as our society is concerned. Agenda 21, and so we're just going to have to talk to him a little bit about what's really going on. Do you see how these United Nations programs are being introduced into our communities, both here in Santa Cruz and all across the nation?
Well, I sure do, Stan. I became acquainted from the local circumstance. After all, sustainable development is about thinking globally and acting locally. None of us knew what that meant when it was advertised a decade or more ago. But boy, I'll tell you, for myself and an increasing number of people here in Santa Cruz, it's become painfully apparent what that means. America's restructured, and we see it most significantly here in Santa Cruz, from a limited government into a government of councils, councils that are preparing themselves to control every aspect of our lives and all things that we undertake.
Well, I think this is really what's so important, is that people understand that this is a international program. Yet, of course, it's being introduced locally as if, oh, we have a group here, a visioning group or an Agenda 21 group, or they always have a new name for it. But really, what they want to get together and talk about how we're going to have a better community. And it's very difficult to counter that. I mean, what's wrong with having a better community? The problem is, of course, your talk really serves no useful purpose. They've already decided what's going to happen. You were just there to be convinced and then to go out and convince everybody else. Would that be a fair statement?
No, that's a fair statement, but it doesn't always work that way. I sat on the local Agenda 21 committees, and what I saw were some bizarre people with some even bizarrer ideas. You know, these folks generally held fish in more esteem than they did their fellow human being. You know, I take great note of that now, as my wife went to a closed, very exquisite lunch for California water officials not long ago with Dianne Feinstein as the head note speaker. And Feinstein confirmed what I heard from these bizarre folks at the Agenda 21 committee meetings when she said to the water officials, "Fresh water is for the fish. Human beings ought to be drinking recycled water and a whole lot less of it."
I'm sure, of course, that would not hold true, though, for Dianne. In fact, I'm sure you've probably seen the World Bank water policy, where they want to limit this to about 5 gallons or 10 gallons of water a day. Now, 10 gallons of water a day would just about take care of flushing the toilets in most homes. But then, if you didn't flush the toilets, you'd have drinking none for your flowers and very little for washing.
Well, you know, Stan, I went to bed last night, and I told my wife, I said, I'm turning into a good global citizen. I said, I had a sustainable day today. I didn't take a shower.
We're going to be back in just a moment here with our special guest for this afternoon, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our special guest this afternoon is Michael Shaw of Freedom 21. And he is a gentleman who lives out in the Aptos area, who became aware of what was happening in our society, and he actually was part of the local Agenda 121 committee that drew up the Agenda 21 for the Santa Cruz area. Now, for those of you who don't know, Agenda 21 was the agenda for the 21st century. It was a plan how we were going to make a better community. But what most of the people who were on this committee didn't understand is that Agenda 21 and all the meetings that were held here were really simply a cover for a much larger plan that had been laid out by a group of intellectuals at the international level and being imposed upon communities all throughout the world. Were you aware of that when you sat on the Agenda 21 committee here in Santa Cruz?
Well, no, I wasn't, Stan, per se, but I had already been on a number, I had gone to a number of council meetings, watershed councils and the like, and I had been a director on the local resource conservation district board of directors, and very involved on the edge of the green movement, not from a political perspective, but I have an interest in plants and in ecology from a free market perspective, from an abundance perspective. So that got me involved in these things, and I'd start going to these watershed councils, and golly gee, every time I'd say, well, what about the interests or desires of the private landholder? It would never get onto the facilitation board as a consideration. And I saw that repeatedly, and I was able to dismiss it, as others in our who were similarly situated to me, on the basis that, well, these guys didn't have any power, they weren't part of the formal government, it really made no difference, and it was basically a giant waste of time. But I'll tell you, Stan, in early 2001, the councils popped up everywhere, and we did a little research and found out the Board of Supervisors had actually adopted the Agenda 21 proposals back in 1997. So as these councils popped everywhere, we, a number of us, began to dedicate our lives to the research interests that you and some of the other forefathers of the freedom movement, had been talking about and warning about for some time. But I'd say at this point, we got a darn good fix on who the implementers are in the local community and how they're organized and what committees they're reporting to up above in this apex system of councils that really is reshaping the nature of government in America.
And I think people have to understand, this is not something that's localized to Santa Cruz or localized to California or localized to the United States. This is taking place all throughout the world as part of a master plan to transform the world from what it was, a free society, into a regulated, regimented, controlled society. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest in studio at the present time is Michael Shaw from Freedom 21 here in Santa Cruz. And this is a group of people, concerned citizens, who are researching and studying and trying to get the information out across America. Well, Michael, of course, you said that this is part of a much larger movement. I'm going to let you sort of elaborate on that and what you've discovered about this whole sustainable development movement. Agenda 21 is the means of implementing the Agenda 21 movement. How does this all work?
Well, it works out of the core of political theory. The movement of sustainable development, or the reasons for the Endangered Species Act, which really lies at the floor of the sustainable development movement, has nothing to do with nature or the ecology. It is simply an expression of the other political theory. When you boil it down, political theory simply answers the question of who decides. And there's only two answers to that question. Either you decide the terms and direction of your life, or it's decided for you
by some branch of government, a bureaucracy, or something of the sort,
or an elite. Yeah. And I think in the condition of the emerging council system for governing America, that's an elite that is partly within the United States and partly outside the United States. But the real point is that it is the American government at all levels partnering with each other. Think of the breach of the separation of powers that imposes, working to create basically a collectivized society. So what they do under this political theory is they take the justice system from the Soviet Union, which is called social justice, using the law to re-engineer society, and they take economics from Benito Mussolini, and of course Adolf Hitler borrowed that same system, which is where government and business partner together. See, the whole of sustainable development is about partnering, partnering the power of economics with the force of government, and using citizens then as a chattel to meet the ends of those folks who have engineered and are in control of this system.
But of course, people find that difficult to believe here. After all, we have a representative government. We elect our representatives. They go back to represent us in Washington, D.C. And how do you respond to the people who honestly believe, you know, that we elect our representatives every 4 years, they're there to represent us, and of course, to do what's best for society?
Well, there's a couple of very definite reasons why our system of separation of powers isn't working. One is, and it comes from us, the people of America ourselves, we have been so bowled over with this green cloaking of an old-fashioned and evil political system that we have given to these councils and to the environmental organizations like the Sierra Club and the Nature Conservancy tremendous political power. So when they infiltrate and take over these councils and come up with their agenda, that agenda goes to our elected officials, and they receive political capital just by following along. The rest of us are all out there working and being productive and raising families and thinking ahead, while those who are on government payroll, including grant grabbers like those at these NGOs like the Sierra Club, are out there subverting our system of government. But there's another reason, and that reason is money. For, gee whiz, nearly 100 years now, a money power has developed in this country, and it's been formulated through taxation policy, through big business that wants to combine with government. I mean, let's face it, just because you're in business doesn't mean you want to face the competition of the marketplace and please the customer. You know, those bad business guys want to combine with government so that they've got guaranteed profits and no competition. Of course, that's what sustainable development achieves. So you've got government money, you've got big business money, and then you have some aristocratic family foundation money. You know, there's quite a number in our region. It's led by the Packard family, or not family, excuse me, the Packard Foundation. But you've got Rockefeller, Pew, and MacArthur, and a whole list of them. It doesn't mean that every wealthy family foundation subscribes to, you know, this demonic and tyrannical system, but a number of them do, and that just simply expands what they think is their power base, and it's just wrongly motivated.
Well, I think that the most important thing that people can understand is that what is happening is part of a grand plan on the part of a ruling elite. Now, of course, who's really behind this? Why, there are people like Mikhail Gorbachev, the former dictator of the Soviet Union, who works very closely with, of course, Stephen Rockefeller, who works very closely with Marie Strong, a multi-billionaire from Canada. In fact, the three of them came up with the Earth Charter, to replace the Ten Commandments of God. And you must understand that when we're talking about this, we're talking about a master plan aimed at replacing our Judeo-Christian society with this authoritarian society, ruled through a bureaucracy, of course, which you think comes from your local elected representatives. And, of course, the reason that they get away with this, well, it's like they said on that program on CBS on Sunday, Hitler, the Rise of Evil. All that's necessary for evil to triumph is the good people do nothing. I wonder how many of you have been down to our local board of supervisors recently to analyze what they're doing, or spoken out about what's happening, or contributed to an organization that is dedicated to trying to get responsible people into office. I will tell you, the other side do. They work 24 hours a day. They give their whole of their lives to put in together political organizations so that their people are in power. And they took over, the Marxists took over various governmental bodies in this community many years ago, using the university students first to take over the city council, indoctrinating these intelligent young people in a Marxist ideology, and then, of course, using their votes to take over the community and using their efforts, the young people's efforts, really to, of course, first of all, take over our city council and then take over our county government. And what are the good people doing? Well, they're not doing anything other than people like Michael Shaw and the group of people with Freedom 21. And they're on the front lines of this battle. And really, this is a battle for our survival. Every community, literally across the country, is under attack. And those that they don't already control, believe me, they're dedicated to taking them as quickly as they can. And they usually have help from the local newspaper, which, of course, is infiltrated or owned by people who share this vision of rule by an elite. And this is really what it's all about, because socialism is a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory, but it doesn't work without force. Socialism, communism, there's not a dollar's worth of difference between them other than one you get by revolution, one you get by evolution. But in the end, it's total regulation and control.
Well, there's some really good news starting to emerge, Stan, because America is, we're under the trigger pull right now, sustainable development, not just here, but everywhere. That was the pronouncement that came out of Johannesburg and came out of the State Department, the United States State Department, in speaking to the Environmental Law Conference there in Johannesburg. The trigger will be pulled in the United States, and that sustainable development will be implemented effectively and soon. Now, what's happening is that because this is happening throughout the country, though Santa Cruz has a lead, people are starting to wake up. I spoke to a group of ranchers in Texas last weekend. Before that, we were up in the Sierras, and we've been in the Bay Area all in the last week. People are serious. People who had not been paying attention are beginning to pay attention. WorldNet Daily yesterday had a story that referenced Santa Cruz and really began to blow the whole cover on what Agenda 21 and sustainable development is. In fact, they have their magazine, The Whistleblower, which will be dedicated to that entire issue, that entire subject here this month. In fact, they say that perhaps as never before, we'll lay bare the knockdown, drag-out fight between the backers of American sovereignty and global governance. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the American system of government, where individuals own their own lives. It's the idea is based on life, liberty, and property. And those who are pushing for global governance, where they redefine words like economy and equity and the environment, and set up a system of councils that report to an apex. You know, Stan, I was on a few of these, councils before I began to understand how it all fit. One of them was the so-called Santa Cruz Fire Safe Council. Now, this one's a real trip, and it's still sitting out there ready to be triggered upon the citizens, the entire citizenry of this county. What happened here was, using a front of fire chiefs, the Federal Department of Interior met with the state resource people and the county planning people and Congressman Sam Farr's office and the Sierra Club and the Native Plant Society and the rest of the political conspirators, and began to devise a system whereby 60 bugs and plants would be put on a special list that would keep the folks in the mountains from being able to do anything in terms of land management with their land without federal government approval. Now, once you understand how these councils work and what they're up to, you can cause them to be slowed down or halted. Now, we forced this commission into an underground status. You know, since then, over 20 million acres have been similarly restricted around California. Santa Cruz is still free of these restrictions. They're still working on it. But the idea is, and what it shows those of us who are working on it, is that these aren't local circumstances. These are circumstances coming down from on high. In fact, the chief of the Fire and Forestry Division for the state of California, in a forlorn admission, said, "What's coming our way is a locomotive. There's nothing I can do to stop it." So, you know, what we've got are a lot of innocent people who've been swept up in this, and, you know, that also answers how it is that we got into this predicament.
And, of course, what happens at your local fire district, these directives come down from above, and they're simply enacted. After all, this is the way it's supposed to be done. Right there, the next big thing is going to be water. They plan, of course, to limit your use of water, to take away your well rights. This is all part of a program. Of course, you'd have no right to take water out of the ground. That belongs to everybody. It's in influence in the aquifer. They block development, which would have solved the problem many years ago. And once they have the problem, then they have a solution. And that solution is control over you. How else are you going to get the American people to go along with this? And while our attention is simply focused on what's happening with the SARS epidemic, what's happening over in Iraq, we're losing our freedom here at home. We'll be right back in just a few moments here at Radio Liberty.
Hello, garlic lovers. This is Radio Health journalist Bill Sardi to talk to you about a breakthrough in garlic technology. It's called Alamex. You know all the healthy reasons to take garlic, but isn't it time you got your money's worth? A recent study found the 24 leading brands of garlic pills provided little, if any, allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient. Try Alamex, which is the only odorless garlic supplement to provide pure allicin, a full 180 milligrams. That's the power of 15 fresh cloves of garlic. Alamex isn't available in stores, so call 866-405-4000. That's Alamex at 866-405-4000.
And then this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention that something you really may want to have is a big Berkey water filter. And if there should be problems as far as the water is concerned and you've access to stream water or to lake water or any source of water, you'd certainly want to be able to filter it and have it potable. And now, of course, there's a big Berkey water filter. It's what the missionaries have used overseas for many, many years. And these are available. They're filtered 2.5 gallons at a time. They're stainless steel. They have ceramic filters. And, of course, they can be cleaned repeatedly. The big Berkey has been the standard overseas for many years. In fact, the government just ordered a whole plane load of these to take over to Baghdad because, of course, there's no water for the people there in that terrible hellhole with the looting, and they can't get the water and they can't get the electricity. And so they're distributing big Berkey water filters over there for the people. Now, ordinarily, these are $279. You can get them through Radio Liberty for $239 plus shipping. And if you buy them through us, you'll get a 4-tape set or a video that we produced. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask about the Big Berkey water filter, or go up on our website at radioliberty.com and you can see the pictures and get the specifications. Now, I have to tell you that due to the brilliance of the people here in the state of California, the Big Berkey is not available in either California or in the state of Iowa. However, there is a water purification unit that is available here. It's portable. It's called a Berkey Light, and that's $199, and of course plus shipping, and of course we make the same offer. You get a free a 4-tape set or video if you buy that to us. But the advantage to this is it has a different type of a filtering unit. This really purifies the water even more than filtering it, and removes certainly all of the bacteria and for all intents and purposes almost all of the minerals, except of course for the normal minerals that you want in your water. And of course the Berkey Light is made of clear plastic. It's a very excellent product, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then I want to mention our Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims, but I will tell you that the people who use Miracle 2 products certainly do, and they think they're great, and they tell us some of the most amazing stories about the miracles that have occurred in their lives. And if you'd like to try these products, there's a soap, there's a moisturizing soap, there is a neutralizer, very alkaline solution, which some people say helps them as far as their heartburn. I know my wife takes it, and she's really sold on the product simply because it helps heartburn for her. And then of course there's a liquid gel, and there's a liquid lotion, or I should say a gel and a lotion. You can buy all the products individually, or you can of course get the special introductory offer for just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like information. It's called Miracle 2 soap products, but give us a call right now. I'm sure you won't be disappointed. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Michael Shaw from Freedom 21. And, of course, if you have any information you'd like to know about what we're talking about, if you have a question or comment, why our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Michael, how can people get in touch with you or Freedom 21?
Well, it's Freedom 21 Santa Cruz, and that's we can be reached on the web at Freedom 21, that's a 2 and a 1, santacruz.net. That's probably the best way to reach us. That's how to find out what we're doing. And for those of you who check into our website and or have in the past, be ready. We're going to be taking the summation of a lot of research over the last 6 months, which has been particularly intense, and begin to disseminate it, both of local interest and national interest, to show how this whole picture fits together. You know, Stan, as I struggled through this, and boy, when it first hit me, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I did not feel well for a few days, and I know that's why a lot of people don't want to look at what's going on, but as our numbers increase, and they are, it'll become easier for the newcomers to join on to the bandwagon. But this was one of the big turning points for me. You know, I had the nuns when I was a child, and they taught me a lot about political theory. I didn't get much more as a political science major or as a law student, but something triggered in my mind and said, you know, what does the word Soviet mean, you know, after all my experience with these various councils? And so I began to do a little bit of research. It wasn't too hard to come up with what a Soviet is, and I think it's worth America coming to understand what the word Soviet means. You see, a Soviet is a system of councils that report to an apex, like the President's Council for Sustainable Development. And they implement a predetermined outcome. Well, that's been established at the United Nations with agreement from President George Bush Sr. and President Bill Clinton. And the members of those councils are chosen by virtue of their one-mindedness with the pre-established plan. Well, that's why I never fit very well into these councils, I'll tell you that for sure. You see, a Soviet is a government operating mechanism of socialism. And that's why we see Mikhail Gorbachev right in the middle of it. My favorite quote of his, because I fully agree with him, is when he says, more democracy means more socialism.
Amen to that. And of course, did you ever wonder why, when after we won the Cold War, Gorbachev came over here and occupied the Presidio? Maybe things are not exactly as we think they are. Maybe, of course, reality is being scoffed at, illusion is king. And, of course, we are adopting all of the policies of the Soviet Union, high centralization of power, a police state, of course, in the name of fighting terrorism. You have to understand, we're fighting the terrorists. That's why we have to track everything you do. If you read the new legislation, not one word about Islamic terrorism. They've simply redefined terrorism to people who oppose what the government is doing. And you need to read the USA Patriot Act, and then, of course, the new one that's coming down, and understand that they have an agenda. And that is to change America. But you're told, oh, this is only temporary. It'll be over when the war is over against terrorism. But you have to understand that this war on terrorism is never going to end. Let's go to Fred, who's calling us from the Salinas. Hi, Fred. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I had a comment. I wanted to say I watched a interview with a man named William Odom, and he wrote a book called Fixing Intelligence for a More Secure America.
Yes,
William Odom was head of the NSA for about 6 years, the National Security Agency.
Right.
And it was the very first time that I've ever heard anybody from any of the intelligence services ever say that they had ever got people into the news bureaus and the news.
In other words, they have their agents planted everywhere, don't they?
He was saying that it was a strategic. He was talking about the different types of decisions that they made, and he just happened to say that, you know, it's a strategic decision that when we install people into different news agencies and.
Well, there's no question they do that, Fred.
Very first time that I've ever heard somebody ever actually say that they actually do that.
Well, Fred, that's a little off the subject, but I will tell you that we're going to have we're going to have William Odom on our program, okay?
Well, it's really not off the subject because, you know, people never hear about Agenda 21. You don't ever hear about anything what you're talking about.
Well, you're absolutely right. They don't want the American people to know until it's too late. Until, of course, all the laws are in place.
There's just about nothing that you hear on this station that you hear on the standard news stations.
How about maybe they don't say anything on the standard news stations, what you hear here at Radio Liberty. God bless you, Fred, and thanks very much for calling. It's a good point. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I want to tell you about some of the other things we carry, and certainly one of them would be the Phonopoly. And Phonopoly is a board game that allow your children, your grandchildren, to learn how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically, because that's really the key to a good education. And they're specifically and intentionally not teaching that in our schools today, and at least in our government schools, because they don't want well-educated children. They want children to spend a lot of time in school. To give you the idea, of course, they're getting an education, they're being indoctrinated. And I will tell you, our children know far more about global warming than they do about geology or geography or geometry. They are being indoctrinated in all of these ideas and environmentalism, and of course they know far more about environmentalism than they do about the geography of Great Britain, so, or of England. So this is the great tragedy of today, is we're indoctrinating our children. You need to get a Phonopoly set, and you can get one by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV. War. And then, of course, we want to, of course, mention that the Institute of the Constitution, and one of the bulwarks, the only bulwark there is against tyranny, and why we've been able to preserve our freedom as long as we have, is, of course, because of the Constitution. And the fact that America was founded as a Christian nation. Now, that, of course, is denied by every means of communication in America today. This is not taught in school, and the Anti-Christian Lawyers Union, the ACLU, wants to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and any mention of the foundations of America out of our society. They won't even allow over them when they talk about the Declaration of Independence to mention that it says that all men were created equal and endowed by the Creator. And in the textbooks, they have little dots where it says endowed by the Creator. Why? Because of the intense hatred of God. This is what it's all about. It's a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological battlefield. And so we hope that many of you out there will seriously considering establishing an institute on the Constitution in your community, in your home. And of course, everything is there done for you. There are simply 12 half-hour videos. There are two videos by David Barton. There's a turnkey system. All you have to do is get the people together and have a video, a player, and a television set. And, of course, you are even told what questions to ask and the answers to the questions. Why don't you give the Institute of the Constitution a call at 410-760-6759. That's 410-760-6759. And, of course, they'll call you back and set up an Institute of the Constitution and get started trying to re-educate the American people. This is not taught in our colleges, it's not taught in our schools, it's not taught in our law schools. But of course, if we don't get back to the Constitution, we lose. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest in studio is Michael Shaw. We're talking about Agenda 21, of the master plan to use the environmental situation to control you, your future, and of course, your lives. Well, right now we've got Dave calling in from Indiana. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well. With respect to the sustainable development, there have been two developments that I think could put a serious crimp in the plans of the sustainable development people to restrict all of our activities by controlling resources. The first is there's a company by the name of Ovation Products that you can find on the web, ovationproducts.com, that has developed a water distiller that uses electricity to distill water at 10 gallons per hour. Their first unit out does 10 gallons per hour at 0.4 cents per gallon. This thing can recycle water from a septic tank and produce pure water from the septic tank. Okay, so you're talking, with this device, you have the possibility of making a home completely self-sufficient in terms of water. In other words, you get a certain amount of water, maybe a gallon a day, and to replace the water that's lost through normal, you know, atmospheric evaporation and so forth.
Well, I think it's going to be pretty hard when they restrict you to 10 gallons a day.
Well, see, the point is you can have 100 gallons of water and you just use that water over and over and over again. You don't have to have a fresh supply of water all the time. Okay, that's the nature of their, in other words, you distill the water, you brush your teeth, you cook, you pour the water down the drain, and the drain goes into a tank where the distiller fills up fresh, you know, more water and recycles it.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're not going to let you get away with it because they really want to control you. It sounds like a great idea. Why don't you send me the information on that, would you please?
It's at ovationproducts.com. This is a patented device.
All right, fine. Okay. Thanks very much.
And, well, there's one other thing I wanted to tell you about. There's another development that promises to produce electricity using the principle of quantum physics, just produces electricity essentially for free from a machine called the motionless electromagnetic generator. This device is also patented and is based upon quantum principles that were discovered in 1957.
And who's behind that?
Principal device is being done by a guy named Tom Bearden, who has a website at chenier.org.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We'll check that out as well. Go ahead there, Feigl.
Well, you know, science and technology can carry us a long way so long as we're free to use it. And what sustainable development is all about is to preclude innovation, to keep good ideas from surfacing, because they want problems. They don't want solutions, because as long as they can create a crisis, they can be there to solve it. You know, this council system is much broader than people understand. You know, even the Neighborhood Watch is a tiered council system that reports to the Department of Justice. And what we're seeing happen here in Santa Cruz is we see the actual development of a Soviet system of councils that begin with a local organization. In our case, it's called the Action Pajaro. A stands for Agenda 21, C for Community, T for Teamwork, in operation now. Well, Action Pajaro is one of nine Central California Smart Growth Sustainable Development councils that are setting the entire land use policy for the regions they cover. And then within their smaller regions, they set up community plans which implement other aspects of this predetermined outcome in council. And then those community plans set up smaller councils yet. Councils are being established in our community that are as small as covering 50 households with a couple of folks who are deemed incident commanders and other such terms.
It almost sounds like your neighborhood watch you had in Cuba and communist China.
Well, when we give our talks about the establishment of the American Soviet and how sustainable development fits into that, it's amazing, Stan, how many folks we have from communist countries who say this. What we see today, because they see the council formations, is precisely what happened as our country fell.
And, of course, this is the thing. The average American say, it couldn't happen here. After all, this could never be. This is America. We could never lose our freedom. And yet, of course, our administration is doing everything they can to implement this, as did the previous administration under the Clintons, as did the previous administration under George W. Bush, as even did the Reagan administration. So many of these things have been going on for a long period of time, because you have to understand our presidents are simply figureheads for a power elite that always control things behind the scenes. Because there are elite groups who really believe that they know what's best for us common folks. And, of course, they can never tell you what's going on. And so they want you to be entertained with television. They want you to be distracted by the SARS epidemic. Do you realize we lose 30,000 to 50,000 people every year in the United States for influenza? Well, nobody's died here from SARS. Only 5 or 6, maybe 600 people throughout the world. And yet, several days, I found 5 different articles on SARS in the Wall Street Journal and 3 or 4 different articles in the New York Times. Why are they focusing our attention on this? Why, very simply, if your attention is focused there, you're not going to watch what's really going on here at home as our freedom is being lost. And the same way that Vietnam was used to distract us, as they took God and prayer out of our schools, centralized all power in Washington, D.C., introduced their Medicare and Medicaid and the welfare state and the Great Society, changed our immigration laws, found a woman had a right to kill her unborn child. All of this was done during Vietnam, and while our attention was focused overseas, why, of course, we lost our freedom here at home. And I fear that's exactly what's going on today, as our attention is focused on what's happening in the Middle East. And, of course, gee, we just couldn't stop the looting there. We didn't know what to do. We couldn't protect the nuclear facilities there. We just had no idea they were going to loot the museum, even though our troops had been told they would. They should guard it. And so our attention is there, and yet, of course, they're establishing the Soviets here, as Michael says. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, it's a simple process. When folks say that it can't happen here, you know, we ought to have in our background a reading of Cicero, who talked about the Roman fall and said, the fall doesn't come from an invading army, it comes from the rot of the institutions upon which the Republic was based. And James Madison basically gave us the same warning, that America wouldn't fall from an invading army, it would fall from the tyrants who would take control from the inside. And what we see in our governmental system, we all recognize that it's becoming regionalized with the ambags and sandbags and the rest of these non-elected governmental organizations that are taking control of our water, taking control of land use programs, have taken control of all things that formerly were citizen control. So if we open our eyes and are merely open to the idea that there may be trouble afoot, and who could say that there's not trouble afoot in America today, the source of that trouble becomes very clear, and it comes down to the basic political theory that goes back to that question of who decides. You know, the real issue is, where do man's rights come from? Are they unalienable? Or are they granted by other men? Now, the Human Rights Declaration of the United Nations declares that the rights come from men. And, of course, the Constitution declares that man has these unalienable rights to life, liberty, and property that are inherent to his nature as man and imbued by his Creator. So that's the struggle. Our schools have lost sight of that issue. Our society in general has. And in the meantime, those who want to assume that your rights are granted by more powerful men are eagerly and aggressively grabbing authority and control today. And you certainly see it up there in the governor's mansion in Sacramento. You know, our governor now is saying that because of his budget crunch, he wants to stop public notice of these kinds of government meetings where council suggestions are being adopted. No more public notice law to save $20 million on a sustainable development budget that is in the tens of billions of dollars, as these councils are paid by governments to implement their dirty scheme.
And incidentally, if you are interested in getting a copy of the petition for the recall of Governor Davis, if you favor that, recalling Governor Davis, simply go to savecalifornia.org on the internet, and you can actually pull down one of the recall petitions, get it signed by as many people as you can, and get it back. If you like the way things are going and you want to give Governor Davis a vote of confidence for his fine job, then absolutely do nothing. But remember, the price that good people pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is that they are always ruled by evil men. And in fact, our founding fathers realized that the enemy really was government. That's why they wanted to limit the power of government. It was Thomas Jefferson said so well, in matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution. Well, let's go to Roger calling from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Hi, Roger. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi, guys. Yeah, I'm afraid all we're getting really is sustainable stupidity. Now, you know, you can't hardly visit a national park as a camper or something without paying through the nose for the privilege. But that's not good enough, so they closed down most or all of the campsites at Jellystone. Instead, they're replacing them with upscale cabins. I think they're building more of those.
So okay, now, did you have a question at all?
Yeah, well, of course, it's to keep out those unwashed, beer-belching masses, I guess.
Okay,
here's my point. At the same time, simultaneous with this, we have all these restoration projects of these same properties, like on the PBS Commie Channel, for example. And I'm afraid there's not 2% of the viewers that see that here you have this elitism where we're basically going back to a feudal society.
Well, that's really what it's all about. Socialism is simply a system of feudalism where you have a ruling elite, you have a massive bureaucracy, an all-powerful force, a police force that watches and regulates everybody. And that's how freedom is lost. Anything else you wanted to say there?
That's all. God bless you.
And you too. Thank you, Roger. And that was Roger calling from Allentown, Pennsylvania. We have time for one more call. If you'd like to call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. I just want to comment on an earlier call. I've been hearing for about 60 years that there's a form of creating electricity out of nothing. And I've seen these machines, and none of them work. But I know an awful lot of people have lost an awful lot of money investing in these machines that'll give you free energy. So we'll check out Tom Bearden's site. I know Tom personally, so we'll just see if he has anything to offer. Go ahead there, Michael.
Well, you know, I think that as Americans open their eyes, they're going to start to see that the implementation of sustainable development is really the creation of a Soviet system in America that will tie into a global common.
You know, I always like to say, whenever I hear the word sustainable development, I just substitute socialism, and that means exactly what it is all about. You want to call it a Soviet? That's maybe even a better term.
Well, you know, in this New World Order, it's not a pure socialist system. It has the same effect, but it is truly a third-way economic system, and that's where the folks who call themselves leftists are really waiting to understand this, because what's behind sustainable development isn't just the political elites, it's the big business, the bad big business elites, because that's what's, you know, it's a green cartel that's driving sustainable development from an economic perspective. It's a total abandonment of reason, but it is the institution of a narrow clique of fellows who will end up with the economic rewards when this is all in play. And we see that at the local level through business council situations, and we see it on the international level with international, multinational business councils all standing behind sustainable development. So this is really an economic play, and one that people who treasure civil liberties do not like. It's not pure socialism, it's pure fascism.
I think that's a good term. In fact, one of the big financiers of the whole world environmental movement is Ted Turner. And he wants, of course, the environmentalists to restrict the use of your land so he can use his land without restriction. He's either the first or the second largest timber, pardon me, property owner in the United States. We find many times that the major timber companies will finance the environmentalists to shut down the federal forest so that, of course, their land and their property becomes more valuable. So this is how the game is really played. And these people in these environmental groups, I mean, some of them are really sincere, honest-to-goodness idealists. They think they're going to make a better world. They're concerned about the spotted owl, and they don't realize they're really being used by the very people they oppose.
You know, and those are the folks that when the light goes on, a force is going to be built in this country that's going to give rise to the greatest opportunity mankind's ever seen, because liberty is waiting in the wings. You know, there's a lot of folks who've been focusing on what the nature of liberty really is, so that we can advance ourselves past the early part of the 18th century in terms of living a true free life, where people understand that it's in their own interest to respect the life and the property of others. And that's waiting to happen. That's the spirit of America, and we just have to clear that fog off from our head and set ourselves forward. And so for those of you folks that are out there that aren't familiar with the sustainable development documentation, I encourage you to look at freedom21santacruz.net and watch for what we're going to be bringing forth over this next period of time, because the story gets simpler and simpler to tell, Stan, and the evidence of it becomes increasingly great, such that no seeing person can deny the reality.
And for those of you who don't have access to Michael's website, we actually have a copy of the Santa Cruz Agenda 21 program. In fact, you'll see on the front page of it a letter from our Congressman Sam Farr saying how wonderful it is. And, of course, when you talk to Sam Farr about Agenda 21, he's never heard of it, but we have his signed letter congratulating him for the fine job he did. We also have a syllabus entitled Sustainable Development, and we'll explain to you what this is all about, summarize the master plan. And that was the biodiversity assessment. It's 1,142 pages. It's all summarized in the Sustainable Development syllabus available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-5-448-9-27, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Go to Michael's website. Great material there. But if you don't have access to the web, or you'd like to have it all nicely bound and summarized, the Sustainable Development syllabus hopefully will give you the overview of what's going on that will allow you to become effective. And if you're not involved, who will be? And if not now, when? Freedom is lost when good people do nothing, and the price that good people pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs. is that they lose their freedom, and many times they lose their lives. Michael, do you have a parting thought for our listeners today?
Well, it's simply that hearing this message for the first early times can be very disturbing, because in America we have presumed that checks and balances exist and that the powers are separated. But there are ways for clever people to undermine that, and that's been happening now for a long time. And they're in their final stages. The Johannesburg Sustainable Development Conference a few months ago said, enforce it now.
And, of course, the thing is, they never could have done it when we were a republic. They've convinced you we're a democracy, and yet you can read the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, never see the word democracy used, and says, except to say that we never wanted democracy. So why does everybody believe we're a democracy? That's how fascism comes. And, of course, as Plato said, democracy always declines into dictatorship. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to tell you about a couple of other things that we have. Certainly, we have carry catalogs that will give you simply a list of all the things you would need in case there should be a major catastrophic event in the United States. And I will tell you there's going to be one. And why do I say that? And because they've spent an awful lot of time trying to convince us there's going to be a major biological attack on America, passing all sorts of laws that will allow them to take your home, your property, and put you into a detention camp if you refuse to be vaccinated with their vaccine. But, of course, there's no guarantee it's safe. In fact, they've already passed laws to protect the vaccine manufacturers in case the vaccine you take harms you or your family. Why would they do something like that? Well, you have to understand there is a master plan behind everything going on. And, of course, if you have not made any preparations, you are at the mercy of circumstances. If you'd like to get a free catalog of the things that you need in case there is a catastrophic event, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for a ready reserve food catalog. I will tell you that the federal government is buying millions of dollars in food supplies at the present time. For their people, but not for you. So you better look after yourself and your friends and your family. If you'd like a free catalog, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, if you have not yet read my syllabus on Iraq, the Untold Story, and there's so much information in there you'll never get elsewhere, and it goes right along with a new video we've done. It's called Iraq, the Untold Story. And you can get the video or the syllabus and get them both together by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. You can get my Sustainable Development syllabus, or you can get the 4-tape set on the Sustainable Development, or you can get both of them together. Actually, the 4-tape set includes interviews with Jeannie Soderman and with Joan Paris, an excellent 4-tape set, giving you an overview of what this is really all about. And both the syllabus and the 4-tape set, or if you're going to get the story of Iraq, the Untold Story, tell you who really planned this whole war starting back in 1997, and you don't have to take my word. You take their word. They will tell you what they're doing. It's on their website, and the material from their website is included in my syllabus, Iraq, the Untold Story. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because we truly are at war today. America, our freedom, our family, our future are under attack. And if the good people of America aren't going to stand for freedom, why, we will lose our freedom. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners out across America that our ministry is listener-supported, and we're not a 501c3, we're not a tax-exempt organization, because we want to be able to tell you the truth. Not have to worry about somebody from the IRS come knocking at the door, as they have with many of my friends in the past. And so I want to thank our special guest this evening, Michael Shaw, for coming by and being with us. Thank you so much, Michael. And, of course, we certainly hope that many of you out there in the listening audience will decide you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of $20 or more a month, you'll get our four best tapes. You'll get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us to get the truth out across America. Information you're not going to get from other sources. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, if you'd like to get a free copy of our newsletter, we'll be glad to send it along. You can subscribe to the newsletter for $25 a year. But, of course, we'll be glad to send you a free copy. Our April newsletter, of course, deals with the genocide that's taking place today and gives you the background of the AIDS epidemic, information you will never hear elsewhere. And I think it's an excellent newsletter. Of course, I'm a little bit prejudiced, but we hope that if you'd like a free copy of the newsletter, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, and we'll be glad to send you a copy of the catalog as well. And then, of course, we, of course, hope that many of you out there will, of course, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs 5 hours a day and not get anything accomplished. 3 hours a day at Radio Liberty and 2 hours a day through the links to the other networks that we're on. Tell others about our website. If you'd like to, you can look there, and there are pictures of the Big Berkey, the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light of water filters that we carry. And, of course, if you get them to us, why, of course, you'll get them at the same price, but we'll provide you with either a video or for a tape set that we've actually produced. And remember our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we hope that you'll tell others about our Radio Liberty programs. Tell them about our website at radioliberty.com. Encourage them to listen, because that's how, of course, we build up a listening audience across America, on shortwave, on the satellite, on the Internet, on radio. And, of course, as you know, we're on 5 hours every day, and our weekend program is heard on 35 stations. I wish it was on 3,500 stations. And we hopefully will be at one time with your help and the help of other people who value freedom and realize they have an obligation to become involved. Because the liberals are involved, the people of great wealth who are financing them are certainly involved. And they think that the American people, well, they just can't be bothered. And I hope that they're wrong. I hope that you'll at least want to check out what you heard today and determine whether it's true or not. Because if it is true, then you have an obligation to be involved. So, and then, of course, at this time, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders. We ask you to pray for our ministers, because the battle is truly a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural and economic and educational battlefield. But it's a spiritual battle, because those of you who heard our last hour's program, as we begin talking about the other dimension that's out there, and you begin to understand there's always been two forces in America, one a Christian and the other a demonic. And, of course, this explains so many of the apparent contradictions that people see, and they don't understand really what's going on. So our hope is that you'll pray for certainly our boys who are overseas, and finally you'll pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.